Good evening, Largo High School, and welcome to the Tampa Bay Fall Music Games here at Riverview High School. I'm John Davis. I'll be evaluating you this evening in the area of ensemble visual performance, and it's a beautiful night, and I look forward to your performance. We'll be back when you're ready to go. Good luck. All right, Largo, here we go. Say opening staging, and
everything that will ever exist, everything that will ever happen, all begins here, within this tiny bundle of energy.
Okay.
Nice job,
Ezra. All right. Expansion of the form. Okay, I'm looking at form building from the opening expansion. I'm looking for a consistency of timing of the feet here. I'm not sure, is this segment supposed to be in step or free form with the feet as well? So from a clarity perspective, it might be helpful to work that out so that your intent there is clear. And we executed a rallentando there with our feet. Be sure to band to be aware of how your form develops from that opening statement in terms of maintaining spatial awareness and maintaining consistency of shape and spacing. And as you do that turn, there, be sure that you know you're thinking about the timing of that too, so that you all do that together at the same time.
Okay, you do a lot of weight sharing color, which I think is really cool, very interesting. I'm watching this little saber section here on the bottom right corner. Okay. Just definitely some variation in terms of release technique, how we get into the release and the rotation of the air. We want to define that. I think it's very interesting how you move the saber around the body.
Okay, our recovery of the sense of a pulse in the feet is much stronger here.
And then when you go to that fish roll to the back there, watch that body as you go in. Okay, it's going to be the saber in around the body, the chin of the leg, a lot of variety in terms of...
Now, when you step from a halt and you're about to step off into the next step, be sure that you're ready to commit to that, to the very first count of that step, so they all step together at the same time.
Yeah, there's still a lot of variety in our releases in terms of timing and rotation when the sabers are up in the air.
Okay, be sure to keep those eyes up so you maintain the spatial awareness of this. Looks like that was a circle that floated from the over here on side one back into the central focus. And now you have another tempo change to manage. You're doing an accelerando here, and be sure that you're all ready for the moment that the different levels of tempo as you execute that.
Okay, a bit of a transition moment if you're getting into that. I want to tell you, Bill, this is that flag feature.
Okay, you've demonstrated several levels of tempo for timing of your feet in this opening segment. And that last one, the you executed the change to the slower tempo with your feet well.
I don't mind the writing at all. I think it's more to make sure that all the kids can achieve it, number one.
Now,
as
I've watched you develop through your opener here, think about how when you end here in a block form, first of all, it's very important to make sure you have your cover If the person in front is doesn't make it to their right spot, that's always a tough call. Do you cover down on them and maintain the line, or do you let that one person be out? And that's definitely a call, a decision you make with your director, but understand that if you're the front person in the block, you have a responsibility to get to the right spot no matter what, so that the people behind you you know, trust you to be able to set that form up right for them, because they're looking for you to cover down on. And I noticed a change of level as the band had went to the ground, and then you stood back up together there. And you've added a layer of body to your position here at the hold.
Characterization of expression.
And the color guard's contributing with some body work here.
PA technique getting in, so when you do the jump getting in at the ground, you get better extension. PA, so you can get up.
And good control of pulse here as you negotiate the lean. Now be careful to make sure you're maintaining control of your body as you do the leg move, so that you're ready to for that weight shift when you move your left foot to the front there. And when I was meaning to say earlier, look at your relationship with your shoulders in terms of the form, to maintaining consistent shoulder alignment will really help clean up some of your clarity issues in the forms.
When you come into that opening impact, that everybody still opens up, so we get the full impact and get all the color.
So you're standing here in a halt right now, and every time you stand still, it provides an opportunity to give a really good look at spacing and spatial awareness. You know, when you come together in that form and merge that single arc there for the hit, you know, make sure that you've got your shoulders aligned in it, and you've used your eyes and look both ways to even off that space. Especially when you stand in a form for a while, you really want to make it, give yourself the best chance possible to have that be clean. So use your eyes. Okay, we introduced rifles up front.
Get their hands in there, get that gun in your hands.
Okay, and we've articulated some cohesion here with the snare feature on the rifles. Now, Ben, in the back, make sure, again, we're going to talk about using your eyes and looking left and right to maintain cover of these lines as you move back and forth. You know, maintaining your shoulder angles, so the group that's coming down front right now and facing forward, you keep your shoulders aligned so you make it into these lines on time. Articulation of the form, so that make sure it happens. You know, when those lines hit, everyone needs to be in those lines together. And we've evolved out of the straight lines into a form rotation now, with an instant change in tempo. All right, we've got lots of people maintaining consistent tempo here and controlling the pulse in the feet. You know, when you have some challenges there with the a subito tempo change with your feet, and you got to make sure you're fulfilling your responsibilities to execute that tempo change together for everyone. Okay, now at points, it looks like this might be a new segment that you're used to here. You're getting used to. It's important when you have a halt that everyone stops at the same time. So, this is a new part you've added. So you're increasing your awareness and of what you're doing here. And so definitely make sure as you move forward with your program that you're taking a look at these halts in the last couple sets here that you did, to make sure everyone knows where to go, when to step off, and when to stop. And again, the important thing about blocks is when you build a block, to make sure that you are aligning yourself properly. The cover down on the person in front is extremely important. There are no relationships in a block that are unimportant, but the one that is most important is definitely the cover on the person in front. So make sure, get that part right first, and then after that, focus on your spatial relationship front to back to build those blocks and maintain clarity of form. All right, Largo, I enjoyed your performance today. We've got some things to think about. You have some challenges with pulse in your feet with a myriad of tempo changes, accelerando and ritardando, you know, to control your feet through those times and maintain control of the form as you control time and space. Those are some challenges that you built into your program. And so, you know, be sure to go back and look at where you're getting your sense of time from for control of those changes, and so you, everyone knows where to look and how to accomplish those changes, and from a timing perspective as it relates to your visual performance. Thank you very much, and best of luck to you as you build through the rest of your season. Thank you.